The five-member subcommittee was in the process of deciding whether to expel the student. That's when committee member Arthur Beaudry says district administrators circumvented the process, recommending to the full board last month the student be allowed to return. The board approved that recommendation, leading Beaudry and two others to step down from the committee on Monday.
My main goal as a student conduct committee member is to keep our schools safe, keep our faculty safe, and our student body safe. And if that is going to be jeopardized, then I don't want any part of it.
The student had moved to the city with his family from Sudan, and the Federal Office of Civil Rights raised concerns about whether language interpreting services were ever offered. Superintendent Deborah Livingston declined to comment on Tuesday. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.